This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 27th here at Gillette Stadium, getting ready for the final regular season game of the 2013 season. No Andy Hart this week, so we'll keep it short and sweet. The injury report is hot off the presses. Before we get to that, I will clean up just a couple of minor bookkeeping items here. Marquise Cole, the veteran defensive back for the Patriots, has been released. He was let go yesterday. This is the fourth time this season that Cole has been let go by the team. But on the other occasions, it seemed to be injury-related and in a situation where he was not going to be playing in that week's game because of a hamstring problem that he had earlier in the season. And then he was subsequently signed shortly thereafter and was on the roster for the bulk of the season. This time, however, he was not on the injury report this week. Not exactly sure why the Patriots made this move. Perhaps it has something to do with the depth situation at safety. We'll get to in a little bit. But as of now, Marquise Cole, no longer a member of the New England Patriots, at least for the time being. And the Patriots are sitting at 52 in terms of the roster. They did make a minor move on the practice squad, swapping rookie running backs. Sierra Wood, the Notre Dame running back that the Patriots signed about halfway through the season to the practice squad, was released, and a rookie undrafted free agent named Sam McGuffey was signed to replace him. So McGuffey takes the spot by Wood, and Cole is off the roster as of right now. So we'll get to the injury report and perhaps speculate as to why the Patriots may have been forced into making that move with Cole. We'll start off right at the top. Josh Boyce has been declared out for the game against Buffalo on Sunday, dealing with an ankle injury. He did not practice all week. Devin McCourty, with the concussion problem that he suffered against Baltimore, also did not practice all week. However, he's listed as doubtful, not out. So there is a chance, I guess, that he could play, and we'll have to see how that works in the days going forward. My guess is that we will not see him on Sunday, and I think that might have something to do with Cole's situation. I'm wondering if they're going to promote a safety, maybe Kenoris Davis, who has been on the roster in the past for individual games. Maybe they're looking for a player with a specific safety experience, as well as the special teams duties that Cole provides, although it certainly is not the doesn't make a ton of sense to let Cole go, a guy who's been a part of their everyday special teams core throughout the season. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Here are a bunch of names here listed as questionable. Starting with the guys of note here, Nate Solder, who missed last week's game with a concussion after suffering one the week before against Miami as well, he is listed as questionable. He was able to practice all week on a limited basis. We'll see what his situation is. Also, we have Rob Ninkovich, who was added to the practice report, the injury report on Thursday with an ankle injury. I spotted him in the locker room today with a wrap on his left ankle. It looked like he was icing that down a little bit. So he is also listed as questionable. Joining those two, Kyle Arrington, Alfonso Dennard, Aaron Dobson, Dane Fletcher, Steve Gregory, Brandon Spikes, Will Svitek, Kembrell Tompkins, and Shane Vereen. Now, Vereen was able to practice all week after leaving the Ravens game with a groin problem. He was limited in all three practices, listed as questionable. Kembrell Tompkins had to miss that Ravens game. He's also listed as questionable this week. Smaller handful of guys listed as probable: Danny Amendola, Tom Brady, Marcus Cannon, Michael Manawanui, and Aqib Talib. Talib talked a little bit in the locker room today. Certainly looking forward to his first experience with the playoffs, but the entire team was much more concerned about what's going on with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, a chance to lock down a first-round bye with a win. And that's pretty much foremost on everyone's mind, is taking care of business with the Bills first and then worrying about what happens after that at a later date. I do want to mention, before I let you go here, on the Buffalo side of things, EJ Manuel will not start this game. He's listed as doubtful coming off that knee problem that kept him out of the Dolphins game last week. So that means Thad Lewis will start. That is what Doug Marrone announced.
But I thought he was 110% to play.
110% he'll play, but evidently that doesn't go as far as it used to. Stevie Johnson also will not play in this game. He's listed as out, not injury-related. He's still dealing with the effects of losing his mother about a week and a half ago, roughly. Aaron Williams is a starting defensive back for the Bills. Rib injury, did not practice all week, also listed as out. So some personnel issues on the Buffalo side as well. But the one to keep an eye on, I think, for the Patriots would probably be McCourty. In Vereen, those two guys, we'll see if they're able to go. And then Nate Solder with his situation. These concussions obviously can be tricky, so we don't want to speculate too much as to how those are going to unfold. But first and foremost, as I mentioned, on everyone's mind is the Buffalo Bills. The Patriots get the win in that game, and they have a clinched at least the number two seed. If they get some help in Oakland from the Raiders and they knock off the Denver Broncos, the Patriots could even be the number one seed. But if the Patriots slip up at home and lose a game for the first time all season here in Foxborough, they could potentially fall to the number four seed, depending on what happens with Cincinnati and Indianapolis. They lose the tiebreaker to both of those teams, so they could fall down to number four if they lost both of those games, if both of those teams won and the Patriots lost. So that's going to put a wrap today on our Roster Report podcast. Again, Marquise Cole was let go. We'll see if there's any news. Check back with Patriots.com over the weekend to see if there's any further update on the 53rd member of the roster. Before we let you go, we're going to remind you at 2 o'clock on Sunday, we'll have the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Andy Hart, Mark DeBeetle, Bertrand, and myself will be with you. Kevin will be in the booth, producer Kevin Collins, that is, in case anyone's listening out there. So that'll be the last regular season edition of the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Look forward to hearing from you then.
Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married?
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com. To face unafraid.